and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. I'm your host, John Tanza, on this live broadcast from Washington. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan and the rest of Africa this Friday, December 27, 2024. Authorities in Jonglei State say young men from Greater Pibor Administrative Area attacked Duke County, killing three people.
Three people were killed and six others injured are from Duke. We suspect that the attackers came from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. We identify them through their language. And of course, these are the people we have been having conflict with. They were repulsed by the local youth. But whether they have casualties or not, we do not know.
And election fever captures the opposition in Chad.
He says he is not sure he and a majority of registered voters will be able to vote because opposition and civil society groups have increased threats to attack those who vote on Sunday.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. Authorities in Jonglei State's Duke County say three people were killed and six others were injured when a group of armed young men attacked communities in the county Thursday night. Duke County officials say they suspect the attackers are from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Dengai Deng reports for VOA from the Jonglei State capital, Bor.
John Chatim, the commissioner for Duke County, said at least three people were killed and six others injured after armed young men launched an attack on the area Thursday night.
Three people were killed and six others injured are from Duke. We suspect that the attackers came from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. We identify them through their language. And of course, these are the people we have been having conflict with. They were repulsed by the local youth, but whether they have casualties or not, we do not know.
Commissioner Chatim says although the attackers left Duke County, the security situation remains tense as local armed youth and police are still pursuing the attackers, who are believed to have disappeared into the bush.
We tell the people of Greater Pibor Administrative Area that we do not have any problem, because we know those who come and commit crimes here are criminals. So I want to remind them that whenever someone comes with a child or cattle that is not theirs, that person should be arrested and taken to court. This is the best way we can end the cycle of crimes.
Jacob Werchum, the Minister of Information in Greater Pibor Administrative Area, denied any knowledge of the attack.
We are not aware of what's happening there in Duke. And there is no information regarding movement of the youth from Greater Pibor to that side of Duke. Recently, we have informed our youth not to cross the border to go and create any insecurity within the neighborhood.
However, Werchum said that on December 13th, 16th, local youth were killed. Nine others were injured and 12 people, including women and children, were abducted when armed young men suspected of being from Jonglei State attacked the Gumuruk area. Fighting between communities in Jonglei State and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area has been fueled by cattle raiding, child abduction and armed clashes among ethnic groups, despite numerous goodwill agreements. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.
From Bor, we go to Yaounde, where tensions continue to mount in Chad, with opposition and so-called civil society groups vowing to disrupt Sunday's local council, regional and parliamentary elections. The groups say the polls will be rigged in favor of the current president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, and are visiting towns and villages, warning people to stay at home to avoid possible street violence. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaounde, neighboring Cameroon.
Chadens in the country's capital, N'Djamena, say uncertainty looms in the Central African state ahead of elections slated to take place Sunday. 23-year-old Limana Abba a student at the University of N'Djamena told VOA via a messaging app Friday that opponents of the elections have been visiting neighborhoods to warn people against voting. He says he is not sure he and a majority of registered voters will be able to vote because opposition and civil society groups have increased threats to attack those who vote on Sunday. In Chad, civil society groups are associations authorized to help with the country's governance, human rights, and democratic process. It's not clear if the groups threatening violence Sunday qualify as civil society under that definition. In any case, Limana has concerns about whether the military and police can protect voters, candidates, and election officials, despite pledges from the government to do so. Chadian officials told state TV this week that government troops and police have been deployed to safeguard civilians and their property and to stop what the government calls the possible use of weapons by disgruntled civilians. Ahead of the vote, political parties and aligned groups have been holding daily campaigns against the elections. Sumain Adum, the spokesperson of Waki Tamba, a coalition of over 100 groups, spoke to a press conference in N'Djamena Thursday. He says civilians do not trust Deby, who wants to continue his father Idris Deby Idno's roughly 30-year rule at all costs. He says all Chadians should stay at home on Sunday as a sign of protest against the armed conflicts, corruption, abuses of press freedom, suffocation of liberties and democracy, and illegal arrest and detention of opposition and civil society members that have characterized Deby's rule. Suman said the elections management body, ANGE, cannot claim the elections will be free, fair, and credible when Deby is preparing to use government troops to stuff ballot boxes as he did during the Central African States May 6 presidential elections. Deby and ANGE denied the presidential election was rigged, and ANGE has always claimed it organizes free, fair, and transparent elections free of government intervention. The elections managing body is asking civilians to brave the threats and contribute to the country's development by taking part in Sunday's polls. Scores of opposition and civil society members have been arrested ahead of the polls. Government officials say police called in several dozen people for questioning this week because of complaints from Deby's ruling Patriotic Salvation Movement that their campaign teams were attacked and election materials destroyed. Sunday's local, regional, and parliamentary elections were organized to mark an end to Chad's 3-year transition period after the death of longtime President Idris Deby Itno in April 2021. The legislative elections are aimed at restoring the 188-member National Assembly that was dissolved in April 2021 when the army took power. Officials say government troops will vote Saturday before the general voting, then be on alert to intervene in case of violence when civilians vote Sunday. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaounde, Cameroon.
Nigerian authorities in northwest Sokoto State have launched a probe into a Christmas Day airstrike by the military that killed at least 10 people. The military has denied targeting civilians during the operation, saying it was going after a new militant sect. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
According to a statement Thursday, Sokoto State Governor Ahmed Aliyu says he's in talks with the Nigerian Army to ensure a thorough investigation into the circumstances that led to the airstrike. Early Wednesday, the military launched an airstrike, it said, targeted the terror group Lakurawa in the villages of Gidan, Sama, and Rumtuwa. But Governor Aliyu said the attack, quote, claimed the lives of innocent citizens, end quote. State authorities said 10 people were killed and many others injured. Aliyu extended his condolences to the affected families and pledged to support them with cash and food items. The incident is the latest in a series of accidental strikes in recent years, raising concerns among human rights groups, including Amnesty International. Isa Sanusi is Amnesty's country director in Nigeria.
This is yet another sign that the Nigerian military has not changed and they have not learned a lesson from previous attacks or airstrikes that kill civilians. I believe that they have to review their procedures. They have to investigate this incident thoroughly. And they have to find a way to end this reckless, deadly use of force. Within the space of just 1 or 2 years, at least 3 major incidents have happened.
The military said in a statement Wednesday that it did not target civilians and that it took necessary measures to avoid such accidents. The Nigerian Air Force says it will investigate the casualties. Nigeria has been waging deadly wars against terrorists, armed gangs, and separatists for years, but accidents have been recurring. Last December, a military airstrike that hit Tundumbiri village in northern Kaduna state killed more than 120 people. And in September, another airstrike in Kaduna killed 24 people. Nigerian authorities have promised to be more courteous, but in a Christmas Day broadcast, the Nigerian Air Staff Chief Hassan Abubakar had this to say.
To every member of the Nigerian Air Force family, I want to especially thank you for your unwavering dedication, resilience, and sacrifice in service of our great nation. Your commitment and professionalism have been instrumental in ensuring the security and stability of our beloved country.
In November, Nigerian authorities announced the emergence of the Lakurawa sect in the northwest and said security forces were already tracking the group's activities. Nigerians are hopeful this is the last time an airstrike will hit civilians instead of militants, but many dread a repeat of the tragedy seen on Christmas Day. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Coming up, what will the second coming of President-elect Donald Trump mean to immigrants? Stay tuned for that story after the break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what skill would you most like to master?
I would love to learn how to use my hands. That is craft work, making the baskets and doing more of the clay artwork.
So I think I will go technology any day, anytime. So mastering what I do already, which is practically technology, which is software development, applications development, analysis, and data mining.
I would love to play the organ. I love it. I love the sound. I would want to have it at home to play to my family.
Now many people don't like to be teachers. So for me, I'm willing to be.
I appreciate people that I can sing because I can't sing myself and I don't have a very good voice. So I will go for singing.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. President-elect Donald Trump made immigration a key focus of his 2024 presidential campaign. His incoming administration is planning stricter enforcement. VOA's immigration correspondent Aline Barros explains what these policies might mean.
In his presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised stricter border measures, including greater detention and deportation of undocumented immigrants.
We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history. We have no choice. Have no choice, right? Have no choice. We have no choice because that's not sustainable by any country.
Possible Trump plans include expanded detention facilities and a return to the Remain in Mexico policy, requiring migrants to stay in Mexico during U.S. immigration proceedings. Trump's pick for border czar, Tom Holman, says tougher enforcement will focus on improving public safety and national security.
The heels of the biggest illegal immigration crisis we've ever seen in this nation, there has to be a massive deportation operation.
Some immigration experts say mass deportations weaken public safety by discouraging immigrants from reporting crimes. David Beer is the director of immigration studies at the Cato Institute.
Immigrants are more likely than the average U.S.-born person to report crimes to the police. But studies have repeatedly shown that when indiscriminate enforcement increases in an area, that reduces that already high rate of crime reporting or higher rate of crime reporting among immigrants.
If migrants do not have criminal records, Democratic and Republican administrations have generally released them while they await immigration hearings. That may end with the incoming administration considering mandatory detention. Immigration attorney David Leopold.
If I were a lawful permanent resident, a green card holder, I'd be sure to have my green card on my person now.
Trump officials argue that these measures will deter criminals, but Beer found that was not what happened last time.
Mass deportation is going to deprioritize serious offenders. When the Trump administration came in last time, they rescinded all the requirements to focus on serious offenders, felons first, and as a result, not surprisingly, ICE doubled the number of arrests of non-criminals.
Meanwhile, he says the number of criminals found attempting to cross the border tripled. Trump says he will act on immigration on day one of his presidency, January 20th. Aline Barros, VOA News, Washington.
And it's time for us to hear from you, our listeners, on this last Friday of 2024. And here are some listeners who recorded themselves and sent the audio to us.
Merry Christmas to all the VOA presenters, starting with the head John Tanza and all the team. We, the listeners from Western Equatoria, we are so glad and wishing everyone across South Sudan and all the borders where VOA reads, may we celebrate this Christmas with peace, joy, and harmony, forgiveness, and love one another. Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year 2024. Thanks.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year to all the VOA family. I'm Daniel Arak Michael in South Sudan. I wish each and every member of VOA South Sudan a happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year, especially to a VOA family. Thanks a lot to John Tanza for making us happy and always updating us on what is happening globally. Together with all the team of VOA, should know that we are celebrating the New Year and the Christmas together with you. We will never forget you for all the tireless effort that you have rendered unto us, for making us entertained, providing us with the accurate news. That's why we love VOA. Thanks goes to all of you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year once again.
And Ezra Sambua from Mvipi Refugee Camp writes, hello, my beloved in Christ. Happy Christmas. How is the news in our country these days? The last time I had news from the country was many, many months ago because my WhatsApp was off. We are glad, Ezra, your WhatsApp is back. Good evening, South Sudan in Focus. Jacob Dior Machuang in Lake State writes, as this year comes to an end, there are numerous things I need to acknowledge. To begin with, the tireless efforts and work done by two media houses in 2024, namely The Voice of America and Radio Miraya. A big thanks goes to you for giving us accurate information from South Sudan, the world, and making us connected with our friends and family. My special acknowledgement goes to Governor Ring Tweng of Mabor for making Lake State peaceful, Jacob writes. He continues, last but not least, I thank God that 2024 has been my best year, where I graduated with a degree despite obstacles I faced in the process. May 2025 come with peace for all South Sudanese, he concludes. Akol Mach Deng from Nimule Town writes, hello, Voice of America, my dear family, friends and relatives and loved ones, this Christmas. My heart is filled with gratitude for each of you. Your love, kindness and presence make my life brighter and more meaningful. As we celebrate this joyful season, may your hearts be filled with peace, may your homes be filled with warmth, and your lives be filled with countless blessings. May this holiday bring happiness that lasts throughout the year and beyond. Wishing you all South Sudanese people a Merry Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moment. VOA, God bless you. Isaac Sabre Khamis, who writes from Yambio, says this year's Christmas 2024 is worst festivity in the history of South Sudan that should not repeat itself again in the life of South Sudan. But I thank the citizens of South Sudan for exercising maximum patience with the situation despite economic hardships and no salaries for civil servants. The common persons don't get upset, but let the government not take advantage of the patience of the people of South Sudan. I also appreciate the forces for keeping order, peace across the state. Peter Goch Anyang Majongdul in Duke County, town of Payuel, writes, dear John, I wish a Merry Christmas to all journalists and listeners of VOA. The likes of John Tanza, Manyang, David, Dengai Deng, Nebil, Michael Hatit, Moki Edwin, Kinzika, Mamer Abraham, Mabor Alat, Dior Machong, and the list is endless. And may listeners of VOA be blessed in the new year. James Roy Majok from Unity State in Bantu State, right in Bantu Town, rather, writes, hello, South Sudan in Focus. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. The year 2025 will be the best year of peace and prosperity among the people of South Sudan. And I hope everyone will feel satisfied with the needs of basic services that our government will provide to all the people. I would add to this, James Roy Majok, I hope your prayers are answered. And Thomas Kun Toch in Old Fangak Payam, Fangak County of Jonglei State, writes, Merry Christmas to VOA. The celebration of Merry Christmas Day in Old Fangak Payam town went peacefully and colorful despite the scarcity of food because Fangak County land is submerged under floods. Peter Patrick Loboka in VP Refugee Settlement in Uganda writes, good evening, John. The members of VOA, greetings to all South Sudanese in the world. I wish everyone Happy Christmas and Happy New Year 2025, year for peace, unity and development in South Sudan. Thank you so much. God bless Voice of America. And I love you guys. God bless everyone. And we love you too. Petia Patrick Loboka. Monyluak Ajwak in Juba writes, hello VOA. I am very happy and I wish you a Merry Christmas. And to all the South Sudanese, a Happy New Year in advance. I also hope South Sudanese citizens to celebrate 2025 in a peaceful and reconciliatory way around the country. finally, Balash Joram from Wa Western Baragazal writes, thank you, John Tanza, producers and correspondents of Voice of America. I wish you, everybody, a peaceful and merry Christmas celebrations. Despite extremely delayed of salaries for government employees in South Sudan, my message to every individual is to allow their hearts to highlight reconciliation through forgiveness, togetherness, and self-esteem, so as to make this period for Jesus Christ, because the room for the birth of Christ is our hearts and our minds.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I must say, opinions expressed in the listener comments does not represent the opinions of the Voice of America's management or the management of South Sudan in Focus. Send us your New Year messages. You simply need to record yourself using your smartphone. Send your messages to us and we will air them on Wednesday, which is going to be the 1st of January 2025. Our WhatsApp number is +1 202 630 8011. I repeat, our WhatsApp number is +1 202 630 8011. We shall sample all your messages on Wednesday, on January 1st, 2025. We now leave you with Bona Boy, and we want to leave you on a dancing mood on the last Friday of 2024.
Feel better than I do. Yes, I'd have to be twice as tall. At least, I mean, me multiplied by two.
By two. I mean, me multiplied by two.
Oh, I'd have to be thrice as wide. At least to feel better, you'll agree. Yes, I'd have to be thrice as wide. At least, I mean, me magnified by three.
By three. I mean, me magnified by three.
I'm the kind of
couldn't level up. I was trying, but I couldn't level up. It was rough. I said, starving like I had enough. Then I contemplate giving up. If you're feeling like you can't level up, I'ma make you not stop at all. Because right when you start feeling like you can't level up, that's when you have to shut the devil up. I remember when I couldn't level up. No more money, couldn't level up. Doing what I must, seem like there's always another level up. That's why you always find me looking up. But sometimes, in my life, you know me, I for a pull up. My hair about my fights in the club. Every day, me try level up. So me striking them hard, me go hard until I get to God.
You can do it, wow, wow. Never, 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 never stop. Come and sir, Papa, why? Nyafeko, jek, jek, alpo. You can do it, wow, wow. Never, 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 never stop. Come and sir, Papa, why? Ah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We've been listening to Bona Boy. I'm your host, John Tanza, on this live broadcast from Studio 14 here in Washington. On behalf of our producer, Mokbeli Abaru, and our engineer, Madame Helen, We wish you a lovely evening. And remember to join us next week for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
I never thought that I could level up till I started filling all these venues up. All I wanted was speed in my bristle up and some VVS to ice my bezel up. Some of my guys might never see the sun.